Today's sponsor is Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/Dolce for a free audiobook download. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mike Dolce Show, episode 89, August 5th, 2014. And damn, it is hot out here in the Las Vegas desert, a.k.a. Death Valley. That's where we're recording from, in studio. Sweating my tail off, drinking my caveman coffee. Want to shout out Keith Jardine, the Dean of Mean, and Tate Fletcher, the two men behind Caveman Coffee Company, the best coffee on the planet and a proud sponsor of the Mike Dolce Show. So, gentlemen, Caveman Coffee Company, thank you guys so much. And everybody listening, please go to cavemancoffeeco.com. Type in Dolce as the promo code and save 10% off your entire order. I'm sipping on the right gold, the white gold right now because it's the right gold for me. Out of my kettlebell cup, those cups are sweet. Keith hooked me up with one of those. I'm hooking my friends up with a bunch of little gifts. So the white gold, that's what I drink. They have the black diamond. They have a new yerba mate tea, all of which is awesome. This is the only Dolce approved coffee on the market. CavemanCoffeeCo.com, promo code Dolce, and get fueled like the Dolce man. Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
The Dolce man.
I know. It's stupid. It's hard to talk on. It's not as easy to talk.
What's up, Dolce man?
What's up? That's what you're going to call me from now on.
Dolce man.
Yeah. All right. Scratch that.
I'm like, Dolce man, can you vacuum the living room, please?
No. It's not what men do.
It's what Dolce men do.
I'm going to sit here and watch football.
You don't do that either.
Give me my caveman coffee.
You don't watch football.
I know. I watch fighting on Fight Pass.
Exactly.
Also, we want to thank Onnit, onnit.com/Dolce. Type in that URL and automatically receive 10% off your entire order. Get that Onnit Hemp Force protein powder, which is absolutely delicious. Onnit now has a patented version of caveman coffee. What's that called? I forget. State? It's delicious. So you go to onnit.com/Dolce. Check that out. I'm a big advocate of Onnit products. You know Joe Rogan is also. Aubrey Marcus is a good friend of our show. We're a good friend of him and the company. And I can't say enough about what they do there. And I talked last year when I first toured the Onnit facilities. This place is pristine. Their R&D department is impeccable. These guys and girls over there, they are all about total human optimization, and they're one of the few companies that is Dolce approved that I proudly stand behind and I endorse. Their Hemp Force protein is delicious. They have Tonka bars, which I do throw in my backpack when I travel.
All right, those are good.
They're good. It's,
yeah.
It's buffalo meat and cranberries. Very simple, nitrate-free, on-the-go snacks.
Who would think to put cranberries and buffalo meat together?
It's a Native American recipe.
Oh, genius.
Genius. And that's what Aubrey does over there at Onnit. They take some, you know, lost ingredients, lost recipes, and they bring it back to the real world with modern technology. So I love that. You guys know I take the HTP product when I travel. The Alpha Brain, I did the Dolce Alpha Brain study, and I have great news to report. I don't have it all dialed in right now, but the Alpha Brain product is on the list. So check that out. Try it for yourself. And remember, onnit.com/Dolce and save that 10% off on your order. We also have cavemanfoods.com. Now go to cavemanfoods.com/Dolce, promo code Dolce, save 10% off the most delicious bars on the market. These are paleo friendly. They call it caveman style or primal bars. Excellent ingredients, very, you know, based on nuts and seeds and such. And they're tasty. They're like Kind bars, but cheaper. Kind bars, but better. So if you like Kind bars, you will love caveman bars. You see myself, my athlete, walking around with those. I mean, just simple. Now, these don't replace meals, guys and girls out there, so don't get it twisted. But when you're traveling, you're on the road, you want to throw a little snack in the kids' lunchbox, throw in a caveman food bar. This is what Brandy and I, we gave out last year for Halloween, and the parents thanked us. Parents were so happy. Their kids loved us. We have a great neighborhood. We interact a lot with our neighbors. And afterwards, the parents were like, those bars were absolutely delicious. Our kids love them. Other people are giving apples and nickels, like old school, that don't want to give candy bars. We get that. We're not going to give Snickers bars and Hershey's. We gave away caveman food bars, and everybody absolutely loved those.
You know what's cool about those is that the packaging is so colorful that it looks like bad candy.
It does. And their almond coconut bar tastes like an Almond Joy. That's one of my favorites. It is so delicious. Also, their dark cherry chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. But then they have maple nut. They have
that's the, really good.
Like and almond the, cluster.
Emma, our cousin Emma, loves the blueberry bar.
The blueberry
that's
bar.
One of her faves.
So cavemanfoods.com/Dolce, promo code Dolce. Save 10% off everything and get your life in order, people. Is that it? All the sponsors taken care of?
I think so.
Happily? Good. Now, boom, we're moving on. Welcome back, Dolce man. Whoa. Dolce Brandy's man. Telling me I got to slow down. So what happened? Why were we on hiatus for a little while here?
Yes, explain. Explain this.
Well, you know, it's how do I – let's go back in time. So we go back to 2000 – is it 2012?
What year is it now?
2011, 2000 – I don't even know the years. The years blend in. But as a result of what I do, I am motivated. I am passionate. I scream and yell my head off on this podcast, in the field when I'm coaching, in the gyms, in the corner of athletes, when I'm doing seminars for the military or corporations. I have a booming voice, booming voice. And what happened? I blew out my vocal cords. I blew out my vocal cords and a polyp grew. I had to have surgery, people. That's where I've been the last 3 weeks, almost a month. I blew out my vocal cords finally. And it really first started when I was filming UFC Fit in October of 2012. We were filming UFC Fit and about halfway through the filming, my voice started to go on me. And of course, everybody starts to freak out. Oh my God. Oh my God. All the production because I'm the guy. I'm the goose that's laying the golden eggs on set. And now my voice is gone. How did my voice go? Well, I was down at 5% body fat. I was 188 pounds or so, 5% body fat. So I was ready for the photo shoot so I could be the guy on screen that you would actually believe it. Busted my tail to get there, to hold it, to maintain it. And then in 6 days, we filmed 30 workouts. 31-hour workouts in 6 days' time. And if you've done the UFC Fit program, you know how hard these workouts were. And here's how it goes. We have to film each one-hour workout twice. One is to, you know, in full – they're all full speed. So let me back it up. You have to film it twice in case there's any errors in the first run, in the first pass, in the first take. Somebody in the back isn't doing what everybody in the front is doing, or the sound goes out or the cameraman's off. So we have to film it twice, but also we have to film pickups. And we would usually film 20 to 30 minutes of pickups per 12 discs. So by doing that, I'm booming, I'm yelling the whole time, I'm coaching, motivated, and I'm working my tail off on camera. I really strain my voice in that. So I was able to modify my voice, and get my throat in order to keep on working. We finished filming. And if you're listening to UFC Fit, you'll hear my voice gets a little scratchy on some of the discs. Now, we didn't shoot them in order. We shot them out of order. But you'll hear some discs. They sound just a little bit different. Or even the infomercial that's on TV right now. I might sound a little scratchy in some of those takes. So I was able to – I had to rest my voice for a little while, but go on. But that's what I do. I coach, I motivate, and I'm passionate, and I can't hold back. So I'm traveling the world with all my athletes. I'm doing my seminar circuit, and we're doing the Mike Dolce Show. We did, 80, or so episodes last year in 52 weeks. We were averaging 2 to 3 episodes per week. And that's an hour nonstop talking like I am right now. And I've only been talking for 8 minutes here. So for you guys out there, start talking into your steering wheel or talking into your treadmill that you're running on right now for 8 minutes nonstop and just see how your voice starts to feel after that. So anyway, I blow out my vocal cords. I do my best to kind of mediate the damage and continue on. I have a very busy schedule. I went to probably 70 military bases in the last year to 18 months or so doing 3-hour seminars. And that would be, I would, leave, wake up 4 a.m., be on a plane at 6 a.m., land somewhere between 8 and 10 a.m., get to the barracks around between 1 to 3 a.m. I would coach from 3 to 8 a.m. or 8 p.m., get back to the hotel at 10 p.m., fall asleep, wake up at 4 a.m. And that's the way. So 1 week a month, I would do that, Monday through Thursday, 4 different bases, and just constantly booming and pushing and going and training and kind of, dieting the way I do it the whole time. Very rigorous on the body and then juggling my athletes on top of that and trying to get this podcast going. So long story going to be short now. Sorry. Well, I wanted to fill you in. That's where we've been going.
Long story.
Long story.
Now longer.
Is now getting longer. Leon's getting larger.
I love that part of Airplane.
So I had surgery. Surgery was a success. Luckily, it was nothing to be concerned about other than the nuisance. And that's what the doctor classified it at. It's a nuisance. And it's still there. So you'll hear my voice go out a little bit. So we're going to be consistent with these podcasts. We're going to be doing 1 to 2 a week for now. I'm working with a vocal coach, which I should have been doing years ago because I do a lot of TV work. And even
you're going to come on and be like, oh.
La, 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 la. But even for the EA Sports UFC video game, I mean, I did all the audio work. So if you have the EA Sports UFC video game, I'm the coach of the game.
Oh,
I
yeah.
take you through your entire career. And I spent, I don't even know how many hours, 40, 60 hours inside a voice, inside an audio box, an audio studio, where I'm just coaching, you know, God, thousands, tens of thousands of lines over and over and over. So again, that contributed to what we had to do. So I'm back in action, ready to roll. We're going to be putting these podcasts out there for you, and we're gonna just hammer it. I'm gonna let Brandy carry a little more of the load.
I'm not gonna say it.
I said load.
That's the way Mike and I actually talk to each other in our private lives.
We do.
Like, can you load the dishwasher? You said load.
Laughing Beavis.
Yeah. Yeah, like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, so it's
seriously
it's all good, clean fun. We have fun over here. That's important. And you guys, it's crazy. You know, I'm jumping topics now, but I get stopped constantly by people, men and women, who talk about the Mike Dolce Show, and they talk about Brandy and the relationship that we have. And, you know, we never realized. I thought, well, Brandy, she has a history as being a radio producer back when I first stole her from Single Life. When I first found Brandy, she was a producer for a radio show back in New Jersey, and she had worked for MTV previously. So this is what she had done professionally, but she also worked in the newspaper industry and magazine industry in communications and as a journalist, and, you know, quite a bit. So this fit her role. So it was excellent for her to produce the show. And then she has the ability to be on air with me also, which is important.
By default.
By default.
Because I'm here.
So when we, but your talent, I mean, if you weren't here, we would have hired somebody to be sitting in that chair right now to assist with this. She has she does all the electronic production, all everything, you know, the digital side. That's all Brandy. I'm just the caveman sitting here sipping on my white gold.
The Dolce man.
I'm the Dolce man. I can't live that down. It's so stupid. I'll make fun of myself though. But we never had the thought that people would enjoy the banter of a husband and wife on air. We always thought we're just filling professional roles. We're trying to put a quality podcast out there for you guys that would enjoy listening to. But I get stopped all the time from men and women, husbands, wives, boyfriend, girlfriends that love the banter. They see the relationship that we have and, you know, kind of they're inspired. It's humbling. It's very odd. When I first started hearing that, I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, oh, it's the way you guys are, the way you treat each other. Like, it's amazing. The banter that you got, that's what they say quite a bit. So for everybody listening, thank you guys so much. And I know I've spoken with hundreds of you about this very fact. And I want to tell you, I appreciate it. And it's very meaningful when you do come up to me and you do tell us that. It means a lot. And it makes this more special that Brandy and I, we can sit here, we can work together, we can joke around and bust each other's chops and, you know, get a little frustrated sometimes if the questions aren't ready or if I'm over-talking. Because when I talk too much, Brandy starts looking at me with the evil eye. And guys, you know what that eye is.
I do the evil eye and I spin the finger in the air like, come on,
wrap it up.
Oh, my God.
And guys, you know you've had that look before when you're just blah, blah, blah. And the wife's like, dude, shut up. Let's go home. So
I'm ready.
Yeah, there we go. So we're going to jump in with a bunch of Q&As right now because we owe you some Q&As. And this comes from our Facebook page, The Dolce Diet on Facebook. And if you're not a member, well, why not? We're posting lots of great content on there. Brandy, let's go.
Well, actually, our first question is from Rehan Qureshi. He says, how much of the new 3-week plan, I guess our new 3 weeks to Shredded, has been changed from the original? And also, will there be a digital version for purchase?
Rehan?
I think Rehan.
Rehan, hello. Thank you. Yes, we have released the revised 3 Weeks to Shredded after 7 years of anticipation. The revised 3 Weeks to Shredded is now available for pre-order only at DolceDietShop.com. Now, you guys know the original 3 Weeks to Shredded was written in 2007 based upon a weight cut that I did at that time when I fought Antonio McKee in the IFL. I lost 27.8 pounds in 3 weeks, 42.8 pounds in 6 weeks. And we focused in that book on the last 3 weeks. How did I lose 27.8 pounds and go out there and fight a complete mixed martial arts fight against a world-class opponent. Antonio McKee has been a multi-time world champion. He's one of the most successful American wrestlers in history. He beat John Smith at one point in his career. He's a stud. So how was I able to go out there after losing that much weight and compete at a very high level? We cover that in the original 3 Weeks of Shredded, and that book has sold in over 150 countries at this point. It's a perennial bestseller, and we've actually sold more copies of that book every quarter since 2007 moving forward. But that was written in 2007. This is 2014. The science that we work on, what we do here at the Dolce Diet and training the world's greatest athletes, that evolves on a weekly basis. What I learned from Nick Lentz's training camp 1 week later when I'm with Thiago Alves is improved. And 1 week later when I'm with Mike Pyle, it's improved. And 1 week later when I'm with Johnny Hendricks, it improves. And then 1 week later when I'm with Ronda Rousey, it improves. And 1 week later when I'm with Vitor Belfort, it improves. So we're constantly improving and evolving the dieting, nutrition, training, periodization, mental, psychological, motivational system, and all this wraps in the one. So the revised 3 Weeks to Shredded covers that. The original version of 3 Weeks to Shredded is 48 pages, and we identify that as a manual. It is a weight-cutting manual. The revised version of 3 Weeks to Shredded is over 230 pages, where we cover exactly what Thiago Alves did for his April 18th fight, comeback fight in Orlando, Florida. Thiago Alves, as you know, he was one of the problem children of weight cutting. He had missed weight twice in the UFC, one time by 6 pounds when he fought Matt Hughes. After that, he missed weight by half a pound when he fought John Fitch. And instead of cutting the additional 8 ounces of water, which is half a cup of tea, the 8 ounces of water, instead of cutting that, he gave up 20% of his purse or $12,000. Instead of breaking a sweat for 5 minutes, and that's really all it takes. You break a sweat, you keep your sweatpants on, 20 minutes later, you're on weight, no problem. He was in such a dire state that he said, you know what, here's $12,000. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. I feel like I'm going to die. After that fight is when I took over his career, and we've had dramatic success since then. So this last fight, he fought Seth Pazinski on the Orlando UFC card in April. Seth Pazinski is a stud. Trains with Phil Davis and Dominic Cruz down there at Alliance MMA. Massive. He's like 6'2", long, and he's just mean. I fought with him, or, you know, he was in the IFL at the same time I was, and he was a stud back then. So he has a long lineage in the sport. Thiago was coming off a 25-month layoff due to injuries. He blew out both knees. He had surgeries. He had to get his shoulders fixed. 25 months away from the octagon. He started his training camp over 200 pounds, about 205 pounds. So this last 3 Weeks to Shredded covers Thiago's 3-week weight loss of approximately 25 pounds. I think he was 196 3 weeks when I got there. Exactly what he ate, meal by meal, every single thing, every change, everything we did all the way to the scale. Thiago weighed 171 pounds the night before weigh-ins, woke up on weight the next day, didn't have to cut a single pound, and had energy for days, eating more food than anybody on that fight card, probably eating more food than everybody combined. Totally fed, totally hydrated, and then went out there and won. A unanimous decision on all three judges' scorecard, won every round on every judge's scorecard. And also, Dana White gave him the performance of the night bonus because Thiago looked so good. He got an extra $50,000 on top of his paycheck because he looked so good in that fight. And a lot of that is contributed to what we've done in the revised 3 Weeks to Shredded. We break down the entire meal plan.
And it's meal by meal. It's meal by meal with instructions of how to make each meal through each day. It's day by day. It actually details like April 15th, April 16th, leading up to the weigh-ins.
So every single meal, every single ingredient, and every single recipe, we tell you exactly how to make it and how I made it even while living in a hotel, because we spent 2 of those weeks at Thiago's house in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and 1 of the week living inside a hotel to eat these meals perfectly. Exactly what he ate, exactly what he drank, exactly what natural supplements that he did take during that fight week, how, and exactly how we cut the weight. We talk about the Dolce step method in there. Also, I break down the differences between a weight cut versus weight loss. I break down the rehydration process. I give you guys the recipe for my rehydration fluid. Mm-hmm. Talk about the psychological aspect. Athletes, coaches, trainers, teammates out there, I talk about the relationship that you must have with each other during fight week to ensure an optimal performance.
That's got to be it's called expectations, the coach-athlete relationship. I think that is one of my favorite chapters out of this book.
And that's one of the most misunderstood and abused aspects of competition is the relationship the athlete has with their coaches. Now, what you guys know with me, I eat what my athletes eat. I train when they train. I do what they do. I make myself as uncomfortable as they are the entire time. So when my athlete is at their lowest point, they can look at me and know that I feel exactly what they feel. And this allows me to be a better coach. When they sweat, I sweat. My athlete doesn't drip one drop of sweat that I'm not dripping also. So I can be with them for the entire process. And that's very important. And all too often, too many coaches and teammates, they'll sit there eating chicken wings and pizza and beer and burgers and chips in front of the athlete who's starving.
And making fun of their athlete.
Making fun of it. And we detail a few of those instances in this book. What are some other chapters that are in there that people would find interesting?
Same day weigh-ins.
What's the difference between weighing in today or competing today, or weighing today and competing 24 to 30 hours later, which is typical in professional mixed martial arts, but not so in jiu-jitsu, amateur wrestling, boxing, and such.
Also, weight cut dangers, sauna suits, diuretics, and distilled water.
Boom, bad stuff.
We have traveling during the weight cut, how to stay healthy on the road, training while cutting weight. We already talked. Oh, we have the grocery list because we include the original 3 weeks of shredded program and the new 3 weeks of shredded program, and we have grocery lists that detail each item that's in that list. What else do we have? The Dolce Diet principles. We talk about goals.
There's no success without first setting a goal.
That's true. How to get started. So you want to cut weight, how to get started, a look inside the weight cut, how to sleep more to lose weight, eating for the weight cut. We talk about water. We talk about rehydration after the fact.
Yeah. So this book,
what to do after stepping off the scale,
jam packed. And essentially what I do is I fill in all the blanks between 2007 and 2014 using your feedback, because 3 weeks of shredded, the original version, it works amazing. It still works amazing. We have supermodels that follow 3 weeks to shredded. Alira Kaur, Sports Illustrated model, Maxa model. She follows the old version of 3 weeks of shredded to get ready for her photo shoot.
She's beautiful.
We have athletes inside the World Wrestling, WWE, inside MLB, inside the NHL, inside NFL. We have athletes, X Games athletes, that follow 3 weeks to shredded to get ready for competition.
We have really famous actors. I'm such a fangirl.
Yeah, we do.
I don't want to say them out loud.
Are we allowed? We don't betray any loyalty or trust, so they can talk about it. And some of those athletes do talk about it for major
shows.
They
do. They'll tweet about it and stuff. So check out some of maybe Mike's favorites. They might be in there.
I have over 10,000 favorited testimonials of people, many of which are celebrities, but many of which are just like you. We have husbands and wives that follow 3 weeks to shredded. We have fiancés that follow 3 weeks to shredded to get ready for their wedding.
I'll just say this one thing. Twilight. Okay, that's it.
CSI.
And CSI.
Ooh.
CSI.
Ooh. So anyway.
And Wicked on Broadway. Okay, go.
And we can say the Expendables for sure, because you know Ronda Rousey's following.
Oh, well, that's true.
Make sure you're following her. So what else do we have? So I think that's where we're getting a little long-winded here. So it's the revised version of 3 weeks to shredded. And just for listeners of the Mike Dolce Show, we are going to give you guys a 10% off discount. What are we going to call it? What promo code? And it's unique to only you guys.
How about we just say Mike Dolce Show?
Mike Dolce Show. Do we have enough characters for that?
I hope so.
So type in Mike. Mike Dolce Show.
Just a Mike Dolce Show.
Type in Mike Dolce Show when you order at the Dolce Diet or DolceDietShop.com. Revised 3 weeks of shredded. Type in Mike Dolce Show. You'll save 10% off the pre-order of the Dolce Diet. 3 weeks of shredded. Revised. And I'm going to sign every single copy of the pre-order. And we've already, the first day,
your hand's going to fall off.
Yeah. Day one, we sold over 1,000 copies just through our newsletter, just to show you how, and these are people that have already purchased from us. So if you're a member of our newsletter, you already know what I'm talking about. If you're not a member of our newsletter, members of our newsletter get exclusive access to everything Dolce.
Yeah.
You get behind the scenes footage of what I'm doing with my athletes. You're the first one to know about when books like this, content like this is coming out. So what we did, make sure you sign up at thedolcediet.com. Just go to the bottom of the page, click on the newsletter, sign up. And once or twice a week, we're going to send you a newsletter. We send you free recipes before anybody knows about it. Articles, things that were helpful. We call it news that you can use. It's helpful news. But with that, we put this out there for our newsletter, for our people. And the response was absolutely overwhelming. That was a single day when the first day we put it out, we were just, and I was like,
my reaction was, uh-oh.
Yeah. And our staff, Nick and Samantha in the office, we're looking at each other like, oh, uh-oh. God, we're going to have to be, and Samantha Wilkinson, the Dolce dietitian, she does a great job working, with our clients around the world, but she's like, I'll help stuff envelopes.
She is amazing.
Amazing. We love her. We're going to have her on the show here pretty soon. And it's a team effort, which is awesome. But at first we said, I'm going to sign the first 100 copies that are sold. And boom, within a day, we sold 1,000 copies. And now we said any copy that comes in through our loyalty programs, I'm going to sign those. So for Mike Dolce Show fans, I'm going to sign it. If you don't want me to sign it, if you want my signature on there, just say, hey, Dolce, F you. I don't want your stinking signature on my book. I just want the knowledge. I want to know how Thiago Alves lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks and then competed. Now, this is the beauty of it. He lost 25 pounds, didn't cut a single pound, and he stepped back into the octagon at 194 pounds.
He really looked incredible.
Looked absolutely amazing.
Like a superhero.
And even on the scale, he looked amazing. He didn't look sucked out. He didn't look hurt. So anyway, again, I'm getting long-winded. DolceDietShop.com. Mike Dolce Show. As the promo code, save 10%, but you have to do it immediately because that's going to expire here pretty soon because the pre-order is just taking off. More questions, please.
I have more questions. Let's see. Dan Heller says, hey, Mike, first of all, you the man. Oh, look, you the man.
I say, there we go. Thank
Dolce
you, Dan Heller.
Man.
You reinforced it.
Wait, I'm the gal.
The gal. That's true.
I'm the Dolce gal.
You're the woe man.
The
woe.
You're woe.
W-H-O-A.
Let's see.
W-O-H-A-A.
Okay, the breakfast bowl is boom, he says. Secondly, do you think that there's such a thing as eating too much fruit? I have fruit with breakfast, then as a snack, then sometimes as a snack after lunch, and then even sometimes just before bed. Is this too much? Thanks for all the help. Much appreciated.
I'm going to kick that question back to you. And first name?
Dan.
Dan, I'm going to ask you, how do you feel? How's your body adapting? What's your performance like? I'm a big advocate of fruit. And that's something that I get panned by the bodybuilding community. A lot of the bodybuilding community, though they respect what I do, Flex Lewis, Mr. Olympia, under 225 pounds, or under 220 pounds, he's gave me credit, in public, in social media and such, of what I do, that I'm a master of weight cutting. So he understands what I do. He also works with some of the Black Zillions down there in Florida. So he sees the difference and the similarities, how we cut weight as compared to how they cut weight. Fruit is necessary. Fruit is an essential component of life. And what's the point of living if you can't eat fruit? What's the point of training if you can't eat fruit? What's the point of having abs if you can't eat fruit? Now, and it's not untrue that in the bodybuilding world, they avoid fruit because they're scared of the sugar. And that sugar makes it a little more difficult for them to really get shredded.
I like sugar.
But in the revised version of 3 Weeks to Shredded, you're going to see Thiago Alves is eating 4 servings of fruit per day every single day, even right before bed, as first thing he wakes up all through the day. I mean, over 4 servings. I think it's up to 6 servings a day of fruit.
Yeah, there's like apples, pears.
Apples, pears, blueberries, strawberries, bananas.
Raisins,
kiwi, cantaloupe. I mean, there's a ton of fruit in his diet, in our diets, which is essential. First and foremost, I'm a longevity advocate. So don't get it confused with anything else. Though I work with the world's greatest athletes, my number one goal is to see my athletes live to 120 years old. Anytime I take on a client, I think about the end. It's for my athlete, my client, my student to be 120 years old, showing photos of when they were 20, 30, 40 years old, winning world titles, making millions of dollars, having the ultimate success in their life. And 80 years later, they're still around to show their great-grandchildren those photos and then shoot a double leg and take them down. That's my goal. That's when I start with my athletes. And you can't do that without fresh fruit, without earth-grown ingredients, without real food. That's the most important part of this. So you know we avoid supplements as much as possible. Now, there is a little opportunity for supplements to enter your day. That's when you've already established a diet based upon earth-grown nutrients in great moderation and being consistent. You have to be consistent for at least 6 months, in my opinion, before you consider supplements, unless you have some geographic disability where you don't have access and then you need to supplement. The military, you know what I'm talking about. I talk about this stuff in my seminars. But again, I'm getting long-winded. I missed you guys. I want to talk. There's a lot of things I want to talk about.
It's funny because before we started, I was like, let's keep it short.
And I am keeping it short. Now, could you imagine my seminars? When I do seminars, I can talk for 3 hours nonstop. And I have, and this is kind of what happens here on the show. I only have an hour to talk on the Mike Dolce show. My seminars, I have a 3 hour where I can talk, and then I do a Q&A on top of that. And then we do the meet and greet. And in the meet and greet, I'll take up to 5 minutes with each person because everyone comes up to me and they ask me, hey, Mike, listen, you know, I'm just going through a divorce. My stress level is really high, anxiety, I'm binge eating. They ask me questions that they don't want to ask in a public forum. And I understand that. And I take the time to answer these questions also. So I love to talk and I want to share this information. And I've had the benefit of helping hundreds of thousands of people around the world change their life. And all that information is stuck in my head. Like the Terminator, like the lifestyle Terminator. So I have all this information and I just go through this database and I just want to spit it all out. But I got to slow because I'm getting the evil eye from Brandy.
I'm sorry. Just like
eat more fruit. She's again. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
All I'm thinking about is going to Bass Pro Shop later and getting soy candles.
Ooh.
While you're talking, I'm sorry. I'm totally zoning out. All right.
I need more bullets.
You need more bullets.
I need more bullets.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Because we shoot our guns all the time.
No, but that's now finally that I'm here. I'm off. I'm going to take up.
That's true. You've been gone forever.
I've been gone forever. So I got Brandy got me a new rifle for Christmas.
I hooked Mike up.
Hooked me up big time. And I haven't been able to even shoot it since Christmas because I've been traveling so much. And every day I think about it. Every single day I think about it. So I'm going to get that. And I'm here. I'm home for a month. Well,
I had it sighted. I had everything. Like outfit. It's beautiful. It's like wood. It's all like ingrained.
What a good wife.
We should just like hang it on the wall because it's a showpiece.
No, I'm going
to. Are you going to use it?
I'm going to use it.
What are you going to use it for?
I'm probably going to go with Johnny Hendrix. They invited me to. I want to get proficient with this weapon, make sure I'm on target, and I'm going to go hunting with Johnny.
I love you. But I can't see you shooting something.
I know. Well, that'll be the thing. And that's why I want to go with Johnny, who's a man. It's a real, and it's either I shoot the damn deer or elk, or they're going to shoot me.
Well, you know what? I don't – if in a survival situation, I would hope that I would be able to do that. But the good thing about Johnny Hendrix and the way he hunts things is that he eats everything. And nothing is wasted. Everything he's thankful for. And he's part native, isn't he?
He is.
You guys are the same.
We're the same. And you guys know
same philosophy.
Native American. I'm a Chickasaw Indian. If that even proper term, I'm using the wrong term. But I'm part of the Chickasaw Nation.
Yeah.
And, you know, card carrying member of the Chickasaw Nation, proudly so. And then my Italian heritage. But with this hunting, it's not that I don't want to kill anything. I mean, I save the ugliest, nastiest spiders in the world. And I'm not going to kill anything. I'm going to free him.
Look up camel spider.
Yeah.
Just look up camel spider. Mike saved one. It was in our house. He saved it.
And let it free because it didn't. It wandered into our territory accidentally. If I had to kill it to protect my family, I would. But I didn't have to.
The thing was so big you could saddle it.
It was scary. But the whole thing with hunting is I go to Whole Foods twice a week. I go to the butcher. I go to Safeway. I buy my meat, which has been slaughtered and probably won't be slaughtered in as humanely a fashion as by hunting. And I will not shoot. I will not kill anything that I won't eat completely. So every aspect of that animal, it will be thanked in a spiritual fashion for giving up its life that my family and I, that we can continue on. And, you know, that's my goal. So I know it'll be very difficult. I've never done that before. Now, I grew up as a fisherman. At 8 years old, I started working as a dock rat on charter fishing boats. And by 12 years old, I was a mate going out on 2 and 3 day tuna trips in the Atlantic Ocean in New Jersey.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. So
that's a different mate.
You know, I'm and in a fashion, that's hunting also. And I make that distinction, or there is no distinction between taking the life of a fish. People are like, oh, stupid fish. No, that's a life form also. And they're aware. They're not stupid. You can see the way you know, fish act and interact, that there's a level of intelligence there and fear and most likely of pain. So what my goal is to go out there to be able to procure meat for my family in the most humane fashion possible. And what's more humane than an animal roaming in its natural habitat, not knowing anything's there, and then the next thing, the lights are off and it doesn't feel any sense of pain. That's why I'm going to take my time to really get proficient with my rifle and make sure I'm on target before I would move forward and, you know, put myself into a group like Johnny Hendricks, because they're all high-level hunters. But they would be able to teach me the proper ways. And I probably wouldn't fire a single shot the first time I go out.
I still say candles at Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Hey, let's see. This guy, Abram Erickson, says, this is our wrestling coach who had a question last time. What do you think about Gary Taubes and his book, Why We Get Fat?
I'm sorry, I don't know the book, but I'll look it up.
He said, listen to it on Audible.
Listen to it on Audible. Gary Taubes' book, Why We Get Fat. You can go to audiblepodcast.com/Dolce, and you guys can download this book. I've never read it. Can't exactly endorse it. But audiblepodcast.com/Dolce. Is it a promo code, Dolce?
No, it's just /Dolce, and you get a free audiobook.
You get a free audiobook, and that's a great deal. And I'm very thankful that Audible sponsors this show and that they allow this for our listeners. We've taken advantage of it here, and I've downloaded The Richest Man in Babylon. That's the book that I absolutely love, and it comes from the world of finance. If your financial house is in order, your health and fitness will not be in order. You have to make sure your finances are in order. So audiblepodcast.com/Dolce and download your free book and get going. So Gary Taubes, Why We Get Fat, interesting book. I'll probably download that and listen to it. I'm a big fan of the podcast, or a big fan of the audiobooks.
Abram also continues. He says, your principles cut out a lot of carbs.
No, they don't. I don't know if you've read our
processed food.
Processed food we cut out, absolutely. But no, we're very carb heavy with the Dolce diet. That's what people love it. We have pastas in there.
I love carbs.
Every day we start with the breakfast bowl, which is oats or buckwheat.
That's true. He said, so I'm curious if you
tons
agree.
Tons of quinoa.
That too many refined carbohydrates is the primary contributor to the obesity epidemic.
I do, yes.
Okay. And then he says, also, thanks for your advice on episode 85. I have my wrestlers on their third 3-week cycle this summer, and they are getting shredded.
Shredded. So, and that's what a lot of people do with 3 weeks to shredded. They'll start at week one, they'll go to week three, and then they'll re-up back to week one again. They'll continually go through this cycle because now there's a sense of carb cycling built into that, where the protein stays relatively static. We do rotate the carbs through, and what happens is you start to shred your body down, but before you get too lethargic, boom, we boost you back up again. So that's a great process. Very happy to hear your wrestlers are kicking ass with that.
I have to read this question because I don't get it. I don't know when we might have said this. It's possible. Taylor Trevison says, why did you say Fox News is not real? Elaborate, please, because my grandma, because that's all my grandpa watches.
I don't remember saying Fox News is not real, though we might have said it. And I do agree that any major media is not real. It's all a farce. It's reality television. All their talking points, they're approved by their executive producers, and you know, they're you know, I don't even know the full layers, but they're approved by a much higher tier of people that are in the pocket of profit. And they're putting news out there that's based upon their advertisers, based upon their sponsors, and based upon their parent companies. So all the news, or the vast majority of the news, and there's a few good news sources out there, but they're more, you know, underground news sources that you can find on the internet. Anything you're watching on television, it's BS. So you can't believe it. And unfortunately, most of the people that are watching the news on television, they're voting based upon who the big corporations want them to vote. They're believing who the big corporations want them to believe. And that's what it's about. It's not about Republicans or not about Democrats. It's about money. Who's got the money? That's the people that have control. Because unfortunately, this day and age, Republican, Democrats, they're basically the same thing. Now, I will say that there's a conservative mentality and there's a liberal mentality. And that's a better distinction that I'm more identifying, or that I can identify with just a little bit more. The conservative versus the liberal mentality. But as far as the people in the suits with the R and the D, you know, on their sleeve, I don't believe anything any of them say. They're all corrupt. They're all crooks. And they're all just pandering to the people with the biggest, the deepest pockets.
Nolan Lynch. How do you say that? Nolan Lynch.
Nolan Lynch.
Say it 5 times fast.
No, I'll blow out my throat.
Oh, now you'll blow out your throat.
No, I can feel my throat starting to get, I'm starting to get scratchy.
All right. Keep it calm. So Nolan Lynch says, do you like to foam roll?
I do. I'm a big advocate of foam rolling. I have a Trigger Point foam roller here in the house that was given to me by what's Casey? Is he the owner of Trigger Point? Sorry, I forget his name at the moment. Met him a year ago. Great guy, great company. Very proud of what they do here in the industry. They're affiliated with the UFC gym family, UFC Fit family. But one of my good friends, Hollywood trainer extraordinaire, celebrity weight loss expert, fitness expert, Ashley Borden, is an expert with the foam roller. So if you guys go to ashleyborden.com, she actually has free foam rolling. I'm going to pull up her site, H-L-E-Y-S, sorry. Ashry, S-H-L-E-Y-B-O-R-D-E, and making sure that this is the right URL.
That was my grandpa laugh.
That was. Yep. So you go to ashleyborden.com. You'll actually see the different information that she has available. She's got a great book out there, Sculpted in 6 Weeks. She has what's called a rebounder. That's one of the new systems that she's working on. And that's like a little mini trampoline you can use in your house. So she's got some great videos on here and all sorts of good stuff. So search out ashleyborden.com. Make sure you find her on Twitter and tell her that you heard about it on the Mike Dolce Show, or just the Dolce Diet pointed you in her direction. And she's awesome. I know she trains Ariane Celeste, who's one of the UFC ring girls. She trains quite a bit of Hollywood's female celebrity clientele. And she's the one that put me in touch with Nick Swisher. She was training Nick Swisher, formerly of the New York Yankees. And Ashley's the one that called me and said, hey, Nick needs some help on his diet. Will you help him out? So she's the one that made that contact and shows you her level of credibility. Excellent coach, excellent teacher, and just a great person, somebody that I certainly do trust.
So you like to foam roll?
I do. Yeah, I do. It's great. I foam roll pre-workout. I don't do it as much because of much of I travel, but when I am in town or when I'm down in American Top Team working those guys, foam roll definitely for 5 to 15 minutes before training to make sure my body's ready to go. And then I always foam roll after training to make sure I'm healed or I'm in the process of healing up. And Brandy, you do it here at the house quite a bit.
Quite a bit. After I retrieve the foam roller back from Zoe Dolce's jaws, she runs around the house and I have to chase her because she always takes the foam roller with her. So I get it.
It's true. It's super cute.
Yeah, it has like some teeth marks in it, but it's durable. It's durable. And that just goes to show our pit bull hasn't torn it apart yet. What else do we have here? Olga Baez says, just want to thank you for making UFC Fit. You sure have changed my family's life, all six of us. We are not fat, just needing a little toning and energy booster. Crazy how much energy you get from exercise. Thanks again.
Isn't that crazy? Now, if we exercise intelligently, we eat properly, we rest completely, and then we have loving, caring, full relationships with those around us, how amazing can life be? I mean, that's essentially, that's the focus of the Dolce Diet, of what Brandy and I do here, and of UFC Fit. UFC Fit is a family-based program. Now, the world's greatest athletes can follow UFC Fit and be drenched in sweat and damn near collapsing at the end. If you're 20, 40, 60 pounds overweight, you can start UFC Fit because I built UFC Fit based upon the concept of linear periodization. Look that up, linear periodization. That's essentially stacking small cycles on top of each other to create much larger cycles. And in those cycles, we give you the strength, the coordination, the flexibility, the endurance, and the confidence necessary to move through these three-week cycles to get to the next phase. So each cycle will challenge you in a manner that's unique to yourself. And one of the great things about UFC Fit is we built in modifiers. We have a lightweight, middleweight, and heavyweight version, for lack of other terminology. It suits the sport. Where the lightweight is, you blew out your knee. You're 80 pounds overweight. You can't quite do these push-ups, these squats, these lunges the way somebody doing the heavyweight version can. Well, that's fine. That's no problem because we have this built in. And every time you do it, you get a little bit better. Now, I say on the UFC Fit training program, I just want you to get 1% better every day. Do one more thing today than you did yesterday. So I'm very happy to hear that your entire family of six is following the UFC Fit program. And we have testimonials of people from around the world that are feeling and doing the same thing. This is for women. It's for men. It's for children. It's for senior citizens. everybody can benefit from the UFC Fit training program, but also the UFC Fit nutrition manual. I mean, that is what I'm just as, probably even more proud of. People are amazed at how delicious my meals are, how easy and inexpensive they are to implement into their lifestyle, but the progress that they see is overwhelming. They're losing weight. And when I say losing weight, they're losing 20, 30, 40 pounds in 12 weeks' time. And we have the testimonials to support that and prove that by eating pancakes and chili and French toast and pasta and burgers and all these other meals, because the preparation matters, the ingredients matter, the oils used matter, the cooking temperature matters. And I detail all that science in the UFC Fit Lifestyle Nutrition Manual. Complete grocery lists and recipes to make it easy for mom or dad who's making these grocery runs. So now you're not wasting time at the store wondering, oh God, what are we going to get for dinner tonight? You know exactly, because you're going to follow the UFC Fit meal plan. And you know exactly what you're going to eat for dinner 3 weeks, 6 weeks from now, and it's going to be awesome. What kids don't want to eat? Turkey burgers and sweet potato fries. What parents don't want to feed their kids delicious, healthy food that will stuff them, keep their taste buds happy, and get them in amazing shape? So I'm very happy to hear your progress with the UFC Fit, and keep it up.
Lars Robert Hellander.
Hello, Lars.
Lars and a real girl. Hey, what's your thoughts on straight water diet for a week or more?
No.
Ew. Yeah. Straight water.
That's not good. That's not healthy. Now, you should be drinking water every single day, but I'm not a fan of the straight water diet. If you're talking about a cleanse, you might want to consider a raw food cleanse. There, at least we're eating real food. We're getting into our body. We're keeping the fiber. We're keeping the sugar. We're getting the protein. We're getting the fats into our system to make sure we're healthy. So I'm not a fan of those liquid cleanses, of those fluid cleanses, not a water cleanse. That's dangerous. You got to be really careful. So I wouldn't advocate or endorse that. If you want to, you know, get your body naturally working, go switch to raw foods. Eat raw foods for a day, 3 days, a week. See what happens on a raw food diet, and then go from there.
Nick Davis also confirms you're the man, Mike.
All right. I appreciate that, Dolce Man.
He says, thanks for everything you do for us. What's a good way to help relieve muscle soreness?
Good. Well, foam rolling. That's actually a great way to relieve muscle soreness post-workout. You want to make sure you foam roll. You roll those muscles. You get a good stretch, a good cool down. Excellent. Also consider massage. Find yourself an excellent massage therapist that can help you with therapeutic massage, depending on what your training system is, what your background is, what your health history. There's different modalities to use. What I love both, I like the hot cold plunge. I like to sit in the hot tub for anywhere between 5 to 20 minutes and then jump into a cold pool or a cold bath for 5 to 20 minutes, depending on the temperature. Now, I very, very rarely do I allow the water temperature to be below 65 degrees or so. 62 is about as low as I like it to be, because otherwise that's too cold. Now, if you have a severe injury, if there's something else going on, then maybe we'll allow that temperature to dip down just a little bit more. But what I've found the best therapeutic temperature to be somewhere between 62 to 65 degrees. And that's what I'm doing with the athletes on the Ultimate Fighter TV series. As you guys may know, I was a competitor on season 7 of the Ultimate Fighter. I went on to be a coach of season 10, 17, 19, and now 20. That's Chael Sonnen. BJ Penn, Quentin Rampage Jackson, season 10. And then now with team Melendez, Gilbert Melendez's team. And this is for the first ever female strawweight division. So that's what we do. We have the tubs there on set, and it's awesome. And you could see these athletes recover immediately because they're training twice a day. They're fighting 3 to 5 times in a 6-week period. Recovery is everything. And that's what we do. So we keep it right about 62 degrees. The athletes recover. They feel great. They don't get too cold where they have to jump out of the tubs too early. And it's a good matchup for everybody. Now, I lost my producer here because she's dealing with our diva celebrity talent, Zoe.
I'm back.
Dolce.
I'm not out of breath.
Our little crazy pit bull who wants treats, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, Zach Collette is getting married in 3 weeks.
Hey, Zach.
Wait, so then he wants to know, can he get his copy of 3 Weeks to Shredder any sooner?
I wish we could. Unfortunately, we don't have them in hand yet. They are at the manufacturer, the publishing, the printer.
Yeah.
They're all at the printer.
They're in the final stages of being set.
So sorry we don't have them in hand yet. As soon as we have them, we're going to ship them. Now, the shipping date, as we say during the pre-order, is September 1st. And they will be shipped in the first come, first serve fashion. So whoever ordered the first book, well, that's going to be the first one in envelope, so on and so forth. So if you want to be one of the first to get the revised edition of 3 Weeks of Shredded, guys and girls, you need to order it now. And remember, use promo code MikeDolceShow, and you will save 10% on that order immediately.
Nicole Garcia says, no questions this week. Thank you both, Mike and Brandy, for all you do. Through proper nutrition, you have changed our family tree. Oh.
Very nice, Nicole, and I appreciate that. And Nicole, we follow you on social media. We see all the great posts that you put out there. Very proud to be involved with you and see the great things that you're doing with your family. And we're so happy to just be have a little bit of influence here.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Ben Olin says, what should I do with my life?
Ben, what's up, man? What should you do for your life? I would recommend do what I did. Devote your life to the service of others. Find something that you are passionate about that will help the people around you. Then you'll always be successful. Regardless of the bottom line, regardless of what you're getting paid, you will always be happy, and that positive energy will pour back to you. And eventually, you're going to find a way to monetize and start making money. If you're truly vested in helping other people change their life, it's going to be easy to make money. Now, that can be as simple as being a waiter. Now, I know some amazing waiters that they love service. They love public service. They love to help people. And by doing that, their charming personality, their positive energy, their expeditious delivery of service to individuals gets them paid extremely well. I know some waiters and servers that make $500 to $1,000 per shift. And that's because they hustle when everybody else makes half of that in the same facility. That's one way to do it. You can be a Starbucks barista. You can be an EMT paramedic, a doctor, a nurse. You could be a lawyer. You can be a strength coach. You can go to the NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine, and you can get your CPT, become a certified personal trainer through NASM for a few hundred hours, and you could immediately start training people. So what will you do with your life? These are just a few things. You can write a book. You can sing a song, do a dance. You can foster animals, which is something amazing, and what that gives back to you as our rescue.
I got one here. Who wants her?
Zoe's jumping into Brandy's lap because the treats are sitting on the studio counter right here, and she wants more treats.
And she looks small.
Yeah,
but she's like 70 pounds.
She is jacked. Who would she be if she were a fighter? Who would she like? A Chad Mendes.
Someone who's very short and thick.
Yeah. So picture Chad Mendes. That's who Zoe's always a female version of Chad Mendes. Just jacked.
Sure, Chad will be thrilled to hear that.
Jacked. Well, I mean, yeah, it's a compliment because he's freaking stacked. There's not an ounce of you know, non-functional weight on that kid's body. He's just muscle everywhere, and he's a high-level yeah. performer. Zoe's like an Olympic gymnast. We'll put it that way. So she's, yeah.
She's a big baby is what she is.
That's what we're dealing here in the Mike Dolce Show studio.
She keeps giving me her paw.
Oh.
Like
every trick in the book. She'll rest her face on your thigh, and, you know, she knows all the tricks.
I'm sitting in a ball chair right now. She's trying to jump up on the ball behind me.
Tell us about the chair and how that's affected your life, because you had some lower back issues.
I had lower back issues for a long time, but between foam rolling, getting this ball chair, which is really cool. It helps stabilize my core. I use more of my stabilizer muscles.
Yep.
You know, so that helps them get stronger. And I'm more conscious of how long I'm sitting for now. And it reminds me, get up, walk around, move, be a human being, do what you're supposed to do in life.
Yeah.
You know, instead of sitting at the computer, you know, all the day, you know, on the website and just doing that kind of stuff. But yeah, so now I'm just more conscious of my actions, my movements, and the ball chair really, really helps. And it has freed up my executive chair for Zoe to sit in. So we sit side by side.
Yeah, and it's funny to see because Zoe's sitting in the big Herman Miller Aeron executive chair. And Brandy's sitting in this like
shitty fucking ball chair. Excuse my language.
Shitty ball. It looks like it should be in a kid's room, but it's actually I don't want to say it's high technology because it's not.
No.
It's essentially a Swiss ball.
It's a Swiss ball in a metal frame, and it has a back. I got it on Amazon.com for like $65-70. I forget what brand it is. I could just turn around and see, but I'm too lazy. And they're all over Amazon. You can get them for under $100, and it's really, really helped me.
And I've noticed the dramatic – I haven't heard you complain about your back, your posture since you've gotten that chair. And that's something that we, you know, here as a family, we were working on.
Mike. Yeah. Yes, exactly. We have been working on that. You took me through the rounds at the gym through lots of back strengthening. I mean, yeah, the ball chair is great, but let's put this in perspective.
2013 trainer of the year, anybody?
Yeah. I mean, I would be lying to say I haven't been utilizing your skills.
But thank you. I appreciate that. But really, you made the lifestyle change. We noticed that there was an issue. Instead of ignoring it and just continuing on doing what we were doing, we attacked the problem. I focused on a very specific regimen to build her foundation, to get the infrastructure of her body up and running, work more in flexibility. I sought out imbalances, and I did notice imbalances between your hamstring and your quads. I noticed balance between your core and your lower back. Mm-hmm. Make sure that we filled those in, and now we're focusing on, you know, obviously the foam rolling. We have this ball chair in the house now, and just more attention to just being healthy, which is important.
Yeah, I couldn't, like, in a standing position, I couldn't lift my knee up to my chest to put a sock on. Like, it would be very awkward looking. It looked like I was in pain.
I remember that. I was like, damn, what the?
You know how Mike puts his socks on? Okay, ready?
Oh, boy.
Mike puts his socks on. He bends over and he lifts up his toes and the ball of his foot. And he slides it on. And then he stands on his tiptoe and he wraps it around his heel.
Isn't that the way you're supposed to put your socks
on? From a standing position, it's the weirdest thing ever.
No.
It's really funny.
That's the way a man does it.
We also tie our shoes differently. I do the around and through, and you do the bunny ears.
The around and through, and I do the – I was taught the bunny ears as a young man.
Yeah.
And I continued the bunny ears. I've yet to find a better system than the bunny ears.
My system.
Is the
like around and through.
The around and through. I don't understand that.
It's tied
when
technology.
When you can do bunny
it's
ears.
Skills.
Now, as far as putting your socks on, everybody, the next time you put your socks on, I want you to think about the conversations that happen in the Dolce house. Of Brandy criticizing me while I'm trying to put my socks on.
I'm just saying it's different, and I laugh. I'm like, look how you put your socks on.
And
like,
I'm
what?
Like, what are you talking? Like, I never even considered the way I put socks on. I just put my damn socks on.
And he stretches them within an inch of their life. I'm surprised you don't have holes on all your socks.
No. So think about when you put the socks on, how do you put your socks on? Do you raise that knee all the way up to your chest to do it? Or do you do like I do, which is the proper way?
Well, I like to bring things to me. I don't like to go to things.
The man way.
Bring the foot to me.
Bring the foot to you.
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Get the food delivered.
All right, let's do one more question here.
Okay. Let's see. What do we have? Our friend Hanny. This is a long one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Brandon Thompson. Can you replace pasta with gnocchi in the power pasta?
Brandon Thompson, I would love to as a card-carrying Italian, but no, we can't replace pasta with gnocchi because the gnocchi it's a potato and it's highly processed and sometimes there's even some cheese stuck in there. We got to avoid that. The type of pasta that we use typically is either a brown rice pasta or a quinoa pasta. We have been using the sprouted grain pasta from not Harmless Harvest, Garden of Life, I believe. But they have a sprouted grain pasta, which is excellent. So quinoa, brown rice, sprouted grain, those are the three that we use. We stay away from the enriched wheat. Yes, Brandy?
Oh, I just wanted to say to Hanny, because I started to mention his question, but Hanny, your question about same-day weigh-ins is actually answered in 3 weeks to Shredded.
Yeah. So same day weigh-ins in 3 weeks to Shredded. We're going to wrap up the show on that. I want to thank our sponsors, Onnit.com/Dolce. You want to learn about total human optimization? Onnit.com/Dolce. Caveman Coffee Company. That's CavemanCoffeeCO.com. You got to use promo code Dolce. Get yourself some of that white gold or black diamond. It is delicious. The only Dolce approved coffee on the market. Also, UFC Fit, guys. If you don't know about it, well, now you do, and shame on you. UFCFit.com, and we got some big news coming here pretty soon in about 2 weeks. We are going completely digital. We're going to have a member community. You can talk to me every single day, and it's going to be amazing the amount of content that we have available. Also, CavemanFoods.com. Get the most delicious bars on the planet. That's CavemanFoods.com/Dolce. Promo code Dolce, save 10% off your entire order. And also, we want to thank audiblepodcast.com/Dolce. Download your free audiobook right now. Brandy, thank you so much for being my beautiful wife and putting up with the Dolce man.
You know, I like the way you put your socks on.
There we go. And guys, remember, the revised version of 3 Weeks to Shredded is on sale right now in pre-order at DolceDietShop.com. Stop listening to this podcast and immediately check it out. Learn about it. If you don't want it, that's absolutely cool. But it's there. If you find the need, if you need that in your life, you want to get absolutely shredded in 3 weeks, the revised version of 3 Weeks to Shredded is there for you. Use promo code MikeDolceShow and save 10%. Guys and girls, thank you so much for everything. Happy to be back on the air. Look for another show at the end of this week. I'm going to keep nursing my voice to make sure I'm healthy and available for you. And remember, don't count calories. Make calories count. Boom.